Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, we are going to talk with a writer who his stuff is read by more people because he's on the biggest website of its type on the planet, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
Let's talk about the Black Rifle Coffee Company, because this is fascinating to me. I've often wondered, you see these companies that come on, they come on in a big way. Black Rifle had a bunch of little, they had a bunch of little media things happening. They had a YouTube channel. They did a movie with William Shatner in it, and, they've got Matt Best as part of them, and he's somewhat notorious out there in the world, and they're not exactly very worldly when it comes to being interviewed by somebody that might be considered not on your side of the discussion, are they?
Well, it doesn't appear to be. I mean, it's really kind of strange. These are not simpletons. They're not, innocents. The exec, Happer, was over in Afghanistan as a Green Beret. Then he was a CIA contractor there. That isn't somebody you normally expect to, gets embroiled in every confidence scheme and taken advantage of. And so it's hard to see, how they got bamboozled in this, and I think they did get bamboozled. And it can only happen if you aren't aware of the proclivities of the New York Times. I mean, I can't think of hardly anyone who's a conservative on the right that's a Republican that doesn't see the New York Times as a propaganda arm of the deep state, the left, the Democrat Party. I mean, they've just, when it comes to anything political, they lie, they manufacture facts. They're slow to retract obvious errors, and they fired somebody because they were just so slightly, not quite absolutely far left. I mean, there's nothing left of the New York Times that any reasonable observer can see as an objective news organization. So my only thought is that they somehow just weren't aware of all this. I mean, or the alternative is, and this might be a possibility too, well, it's actually a couple of possibilities. One is that they just thought they were so smart and so capable that the New York Times, that they could pull one over on the New York Times. They could get their stuff out without the New York Times trying to pull it in to create a political hit job. So it's hard to know exactly what happened, but it sounds as if they're just naive about the state of politics in the United States. And that doesn't bode well for the company.
Well, I think they probably did think that they, I mean, listen, they took, you know, have you seen how many gun-based coffee companies have arisen since Black Rifle Coffee Company? And yet, they're still the big dogs, or they were.
Right.
I don't know if they are now, but they were.
Yeah, and, well, that's just a question, isn't it?
Yeah, and I do believe that they were... they also got embroiled in a couple of things, and that also made me think that they're not quite as savvy as they are. Falling for this guy's line from the New York Times. I mean, if I go into the New York Times, I've got a steel collar around my neck. I'm wearing a facial shield. You know,
yeah,
I've got body armor on.
All streaming to the net.
I've got a diamond of guys in front of me facing out with rifles pointing out. I'm, you know, it's. It, I'm not going in there light. I'm going in there completely. I'm going to be on edge the whole time. And there's going to be so many terms they got to meet to interview me that they probably won't want to do it.
Exactly. That sounds like they gave this guy hours and hours of interviews.
Yeah.
And they didn't even record it. I mean, at least they haven't come up with any recording or transcripts to counter what he is saying.
Yeah. But here's the other thing, that these guys, a lot of these guys make this mistake. They get out there. Now, did they come out for Kyle Rittenhouse at first? I know Kyle Rittenhouse was photographed wearing a shirt saying Black Rifle Coffee Gun.
Right.
Or something like that, right?
As far as I can tell, from what I have read, it went something like this. Kyle Rittenhouse is photographed wearing a Black Rifle Coffee T-shirt. And he's with a supporter, I don't know if Linwood or who it may be, and they send a copy of the photograph to the Blaze channel, TV, whatever. And somebody on the Blaze posts the photograph with a some type of promotional code for Black Rifle Coffee Company. And Black Rifle Coffee Company then contacts Blaze and says, hey, you know, we haven't given this guy any money. We're not supporting him. You know, we're not connected to him. Please take down that picture with the promotional code, which sounds reasonable to me if you haven't promoted the guy. And they said, look, we don't want to profit from a tragedy. Well, it's okay. I mean, that doesn't sound too unreasonable to me. So that's what happened. And a bunch of people jumped all over Black Rifle Coffee Company and claimed that, you know, they were anti-Rittenhouse and they were traitors and all this stuff. And a bunch of them were apparently anti-Semites. This is what I'm reading. You know, I haven't gone over all the details. So that's apparently what happened with Kyle Rittenhouse. They didn't come out for him or against him. They explicitly made statements. We believe people are innocent until proven guilty. We believe in the Second Amendment. We believe in self-defense. We haven't endorsed Kyle Rittenhouse or done anything with Kyle Rittenhouse, which is not. I don't find that to be unreasonable.
Well, here's what I would say. Now, you've been to, I mean, Black Rifle Coffee Company is at SHOT Show. They are at the NRA show. Whenever they show up,
right,
they're giving out T-shirts and cups and mugs, and they're not out there trying to... You know, they'll give it to anybody that walks by. All you got to do is be under your own power and not bumping into stuff and not trying to kill people with a chainsaw, and they'll give you a T-shirt.
Sure, and that's fine. I mean, problem with that?
All they had to say was, you know what, we're not in control of people that wear our stuff. We give it away to everybody. It's promotional. We have no position on the Rittenhouse thing, and just let that be it.
Well, that's pretty close to what they did.
Not if the quotes that they're attributing.
His, we're not his sponsors.
I tell you what, hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. It's fascinating. This is a fascinating topic. You can find this at Amaland.com, ripped straight from the pages of Amaland. It has been published, and we'll be right back. My guest is Dean Weingarten, and this is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. I am speaking with Dean Weingarten, and he has thrown a piece of meat out there. I mean, this is a chunk of a brontosaurus ripped aside by a tyrannosaur.
I like your metaphor.
You like that? See, here's the thing about this. I have seen, and we've all seen this before in the past, like when a bunch of people decided to skew political when it came to what happened in Illinois with Rock River Arms and Springfield Armory. Do you remember that?
Right.
Everybody out there was saying they had sold their customers down the river because they employed they got a lobbyist, and the lobbyist got them a carve out, right?
Right.
And that's what they paid him to do.
Yeah,
they paid him to make sure they could do business because they did not want to uproot and move to another state and put a bunch of people out of work. Or so said Rock River Arms on the show at that time. Now,
right. They
wanted to sit back and say nothing. Springfield Armory essentially did, right? However, That was just a bunch of YouTubers and everything. That was all coming from within the gun industry. Getting out here and getting it, should companies like this, who exist in the periphery of the gun industry itself, but they cater to the gun industry, should they just sort of concentrate on their lane and not try to get out there and be something that they are not?
Well, here's the problem. When you start a coffee company called Black Rifle Coffee Company, you have picked sides.
Yeah, you're slapping a lot of people in the face with a glove, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, we're on the side of conservatives. And then, in defense of yourself, when you're confronted by a controversy involving Kyle Rittenhouse, you say, we're for the Second Amendment. We're for self-defense. We're for the rule of law. We're for people being treated innocent until guilty. The New York Times is against all of that.
Yeah.
The left is against all of that. They can't get what they want if those things are kept in place. So it's absolutely absurd to think you're going to get any kind of a fair break from the New York Times. Now, the question I'd wonder is, who initiated this? Did Black Rifle Coffee Company go to the New York Times and said, hey, you want to do an article on us? We think it might be good. I don't know. That seems a little unlikely.
Well,
what it seems likely to me is the New York Times went to look at this coffee company. It might become the conservative Starbucks.
It could be, but I noticed something, and I've noticed this a few times over the course of time. When I was on Radio Row, a prominent trainer, and I'm not going to mention him by name, he showed up on Radio Row, and he and his people badgered Sebastian Gorka so much until he interviewed him. Now, he would grant no interviews for anybody in the, in the radio gun talk segment. He was looking for that crossover general acceptance. You know, he wanted to be with a general talker, which, being a general conservative talker, you know, that's sort of like an ice cream place. I mean, it's all the same thing with just certain little variations on it. It's much easier to be a general conservative talker than it is a gun talker. So, they were quite brazen about it, because the booth besides mine, where Bill Martinez, who's a host at Genesis Communications Network, he was gone for the day, and they were just laying all over his stuff while their boss was over there getting an 8-minute interview from Sebastian Gorka, which on his show, getting on there and having a gun trainer on his show is like a non sequitur. Nobody's listening to him for that. They won't remember him. They didn't remember him. So when these guys,
what have you?
A lot of these guys are looking for this. They want to do the crossover. They want to go from just being, you know, famous or infamous within the narrow niche of, say, the gun industry, to being out there in the public eye. And these guys are coffee guys. So what's the big deal? Coffee's trendy, right? I mean, coffee shops all over the place. And but that's, I don't think they might have done it. They might have approached them to do it. But considering how bad this turned out, I got to think they were sort of lured into it. And it's sort
see,
of
that's
this,
what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, what I see is I try to get inside the opposition's head. And you can't say that the people of the New York Times are completely short-sighted. They look ahead. They try to take out opposition politicians before they get really big. They see a rising star, they try and take them out. Well, here you have what they, in their headline, says might be the conservative version of Starbucks. Man, that's the last thing they want to have happen, is a national brand where conservatives go, they network with other conservatives, they feel in their safe space, they can talk to each other, they're not going to be, you know, thrown out because they wear a MAGA hat. Why, in the New York eyes, New York Times eyes, this is like, we got to stop this stuff. Who knows? Conservatives might get their own half of the country working for them or something. We can't allow that.
I mean, so, that's a... Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. I love this kind of a topic. This is the kind of thing that just makes me salivate. I'm sorry. You can find this at amoland.com. That's where most of, well over 1,800 articles there waiting for you right now today. Amoland, the biggest website of its type, which makes Dean the biggest writer of his type. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans blocked an effort to begin debate on a bipartisan infrastructure deal still under negotiation, but lawmakers said they expected to close in on a final agreement by early next week. Republicans saying they could not advance a plan that's still being negotiated. Elsewhere in the Senate, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a Democratic majority is pushing for legislation to reform the American immigration system after a Texas federal judge declares the DACA program unlawful.
When I heard that court decision on DACA, that vicious, brutal court decision on DACA, I was furious. I was frustrated. Another slap in the face to my 26,000 DACA recipients in New York and the 600,000 nationwide.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Senator Marco Rubio has a message about vaccines. The Florida Republican telling CBS this morning he's vaccinated against COVID-19, and so is his family, but...
At the end of the day, it's up to people to make that decision. You know, the government can't, in a free society such as ours, there's only so much we can do. We can provide information, we can debunk things that aren't true, and we can provide access. It is ultimately up to people individually.
A first is taking place at the International Space Station.
The International Space Station is getting zestier thanks to a new NASA initiative to add a little more flavor to the astronauts' diet. NASA announced last week that astronauts aboard the International Space Station are growing red and green chili peppers for the very first time. A device called a science carrier, which has clay for roots to grow in and a specially formulated controlled release fertilizer, is how the seeds will grow. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and he is probably one of the first. This interview with them, this took place like 6 days ago. Was this the 15th of July or something, 14th?
Well, I think it came out around the 12th or 14th of July. The New York Times article came out then. And so the interview had taken probably months earlier. I mean, this is a 7,000-word. Glossy magazine article.
Wow.
The New York Times magazine. It's a big article. The writer goes to considerable detail. I imagine he spent hours and hours and hours going over all the tape he had, figuring out just how he wanted to construct this article. He does a good job. I mean, I can't, as a propagandist, I think he did a superb job. He did exactly, I think, what the New York Times would want him to do.
Yeah.
And because, look at the furor. There's, I think, three or four other conservative and somewhat firearms-oriented, Second Amendment-oriented outlets that have done run what I would call were uncritical hit pieces on Black Rifle Coffee Company now, based on the information from the New York Times. Now, that's masterful. I mean, is there anybody in the Second Amendment community that thinks you can rely on the New York Times for accurate information about anybody in the gun culture? I mean, if you do, you're pretty naive. We have this writer telling people what they should think about the Black Rifle Coffee Company, and he doesn't manage. It's well done. I mean, he starts off, he sets the stage. He talks about the insurrection and how, the executive of the Black Rifle Coffee Company wouldn't call it an insurrection because he's been in a real insurrection and he knows what they look like. But, you know, at first he thought that there was something to this idea of widespread fraud in the election. But then after Attorney General Bill Barr came out and reported that there wasn't any, why, he had to agree with Bill Barr. I mean, it is well done. He sets the stage up, you know, that he is the font of wisdom and truth and honesty. And these guys at Black Rifle Coffee Company, they're trying to do their, but, you know, they're kind of rubes. You know, they have set up this system where they can fleece the gun owners and the stupid Second Amendment types and get a lot of money out of them. And he understands that. That's just good business. But, gosh, they shouldn't actually defend anybody in the gun culture. Why, that's racist. That's terrible. They shouldn't do that. I mean, the sort of flavor I get from the article.
Okay, so let's look at some of their comments, okay? Some of the comments they attribute to Best and to Hafer. And I've interviewed Evan Hafer. He seemed very well prepared. But if you're going to get in there and he does have a special operations background. Whenever you're going into a special operations mission, there's a lot of critical thinking going on there about what's going to happen when this doesn't work. And, I mean, you got plan A, B, C, D, E, F, and G in place. You've covered for every contingency. And if he really said these quotes in any context, in any order, that was an incredibly naive thing to do. Like, where he said, where they're quoting him saying, the racism expletive really pisses me off. I hate racist, proud, boyish people. Like, I'll pay them to leave my customer base. I would gladly chop all of those people out of my expletive customer base and pay them to get the blank out. Does he not know that the Proud Boys in some quarters are looked at as the counter to Antifa and Black Lives Matter? Does he know that?
I don't know if he is that naive or not. And you notice that he tried to cover himself very slightly, but it's there. He said Proud Boy-ish. Like, he wasn't talking about the Proud Boys, but when you take that whole comment like he does it, it sure sounds like he is, doesn't it?
Yeah, but nobody's getting out there looking at the ish part. They're seeing the Proud Boy part.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
what was said exactly before and after that. And, I mean, it's so easy to do, and he shouldn't. He probably just was taken in by the writer. I mean, you get to talking to the people, you develop a rapport with them, and say, what about this, what about that? You get 10 or 15 or 20 hours of comments, and you look for those 30 seconds that you can use. And I just think they were naive. They bought it. They didn't think this would be about politics. It's in the New York Times Magazine. Why? It's a lifestyle article. I think that's what happened. They were naive. And I also think, you know, you read what they've said about other stuff, and then you listen to the way that Hafer responds in his video, I mean, and he's still kind of trying to get to the middle. Like, as if the New York Times cares one bit about whether he's sincere or helping veterans or anything like that. He really doesn't seem to understand that he has picked a side, and he better stick with one side or he's going to get stomped flat.
See, here's the other thing, though. Here's the other thing. With all of their other little media extravaganzas and adventures they've had, they've always painted themselves as, you know, bleeding red, white, and blue, guns, girls in bikinis, all of the little stereotypes, making them, we're men, we're this, we're that. You know, they've made videos where they're, like, sitting there drinking Black Rifle coffee, wearing bump helmets and got rifles, and Michael Myers from the Halloween franchise comes in and it's Jason from Friday the 13th.
He comes in,
sees them, and runs out the door. They're just superhuman, these guys. When they they have built up this brand.
Right.
To where all of these other guys that may have some of the best coffee in the world, nobody's heard of them.
Right.
Everybody's heard of Black Rifle Coffee Company. So if you're going to get out there and build yourself up to this, and then you get out there and you do something like this, which is like 180 degrees from what you have built yourself up in a comedic sort of way, very, very entertaining sort of way, you're dancing on thin ice with ice skates that have been sharpened.
I agree you are. I mean, and they, I don't think, I really have this belief that they didn't realize they were being set up.
Hang on for me. I'm gonna let you, because I want to hear what your thoughts are on this, because I haven't watched the rebuttal video, but this is torn from the front page of Ammoland.com, where Dean Weingarten has well over 1,800 articles written, and this is a fascinating read. It's a fascinating topic. He's first on the scene. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NovaLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NovaLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for cost analysis at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking to Dean Weingarten about this unforced error.
Yeah.
That's the thing about these, Dean. I don't like unforced errors, because if you would just do a little bit of thinking prior to what you're doing and not get so excited about how famous you're going to be, you probably wouldn't make the unforced error.
I think you are correct, and it's one of the reasons I lean toward the idea that the Black Rifle Coffee Company were naive rather than malevolent, okay? Because they clearly seem surprised by the New York Times article.
Well,
you know, we didn't expect this. And I'm going, well, what did you expect? It's exactly what I would have expected from the New York Times. I mean, it's like I said, I look at it as, somebody who studied propaganda techniques, and I go, wow, this guy did a great job. Look at how he set him up. Look at all it. And he doesn't go overboard. You know, he doesn't. He basically paints them as capitalists who found a way to fleece these rubes out in the hinterland into buying their coffee and making lots of money while they're laughing at them all the way to the bank because they really hate them. I mean, first off, if the New York Times actually believed that that's what they were doing, they probably would have treated these guys a lot better. I mean, that's one of the reasons I think that this probably they're naive and not, malevolent.
He said something about, he asked them, because Black Rifle Coffee sells a thin blue line coffee. Had they considered changing the name of its Beyond Black Coffee, a dark roast, to Beyond Black Lives Matter?
Yeah.
Surely this would alienate the racists, polluting its customer base.
I mean, now, wow. And Hafner gives essentially the correct response. He says, no, we're not going to do that. And that's one of the reasons that, there's some speculation, I should say, which doesn't sound completely out of line. That, look, they've gotten really big now. They're trying to transition over into more mainstream. So they want to, like, move more to the middle and get more, you know, suburban customers or something like that. But it just doesn't fly. It doesn't make any sense to me. They have branded themselves clearly on one side of the debate. You know, they say they believe in the Constitution. Strike one against them from the left. They say they believe in the Second Amendment. Strike two against them from the left. They say they love the military. Strike three against them from the left. And there's strikes four and five because they like self-defense. And they expect people to follow the rule of law. I mean, all of those things, and I'm not talking about just your average Democrat who probably would say, well, that's not so bad. But the people who are running Congress, the people who are running the brown shirts we know as Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they don't believe in any of those things. H.R. 1 being promoted in Congress that would turn the entire nation into a version of Tammany Hall isn't about protecting the rule of law or the Constitution. It's about subverting the rule of law and the Constitution. Yeah, the left who are in power don't believe in any of the stuff that I mentioned. So I just don't see it. I think the people who run it probably are just naive. They honestly thought that, you know, that there was no animus to those things. That's my guess.
You don't think they were a little swollen, do you? As far as
a little what?
Swollen in the head. They weren't thinking.
Oh yeah,
that.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that I suggest in the article. I'm saying that they thought, you know, that they couldn't be fooled, that they had control of it all. And man, they got an article. You know, they got somebody to come from the New York Times to interview with them. Man, they're really up in the world. How they could expect anything positive from the New York Times for a Black Rifle Coffee company? I mean, they're just not, obviously not very sophisticated about the American political scene, in my opinion.
Well, you're talking about him trying to go to the middle where he tries to say, we're not conforming to either side, we're conforming to Black Rifle.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's just foolish, in my opinion.
Running to the middle, that's not taking a side.
If you were selling soap.
Well, I mean, not if you're out there,
not if you're coding yourself as a pro-Second Amendment, pro-Constitution group.
Yeah.
Can't work.
If you're going to do that, if you're going to get out there and you build yourself up to this point, you can't, because Second Amendment advocates are one-sided.
Right.
We're not in the middle.
Right.
Well, exactly. I mean, we might be in the middle as far as our temperament and everything else, but we're not in the middle. We are, you know, quite originalist about it, and that is viewed as being extreme, and you can't get out there and, and the other thing that you quote, we celebrate this country, we celebrate the people who have served and sacrificed for this country. You know what?
Exactly.
Every time I mention I've been in the military, I will be told by the biggest leftist in the world that finds that out, I want to thank you for your service. And, you know, that's just as false as it can be. That's just the most disingenuous thing you can say. And getting out there, which is basically what they're saying, and for the, you know, most people don't know what you know about Evan Hafer or Matt Best. I mean, Matt Best was a Ranger. Hafer was Special Forces, CIA. these guys worked in spec ops, which is the highest level of combat arms there is. They don't know that. They just, you know, they might have been. Did they mention that they were in the Army or anything, or told anything about their exploits in the Army?
In the article?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that it was mentioned that they were in special forces, or at least Taffer was in special forces in the article. And the guy from the New York Times kind of denigrates it and says, you know, some people think this is important or something like that. You know, you'd have to see it in context and read the whole article. But I thought it was kind of a snooty down the nose look. You know, of, well, these guys were in special forces, kind of thing.
Plus, he believes Bill Barr, which that's a mistake.
Well,
it's a mistake to believe any politician. You should never look at them with anything more than a grain of salt. But I got this question, because we only got a minute. Is this an existential threat to their business, you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
This is
going
to be...
This is going like wildfire on the right. People are saying, I'm canceling my subscription. I'll never buy another thing from them again. And if it succeeds and drives them out of or way down in business, I'm not too worried. There's a lot of competitors, but I believe that it would be celebrated in the New York Times as, yeah, we got rid of that rising star that looks like they might become a conservative Starbucks. Man, that's one of the best actions we ever took.
You're going to be here on Friday?
I expect to be.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, maybe if they call you back, I'd like to hear about that, too. So.
Yeah, I would, too. But, you know, I'm not the New York Times, so I guess they're not interested.
Well, they better go ahead and start, you know, they better hit battle stations, all hands on deck. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
It's always a pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. In between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.